Anyway, how will we choose which thing to do? Jake, read an email, talk about a new segment, or look back at Thursday Night Football. We will spin the McConaughey wheel. And here it is.
All right. I enjoyed that quite a bit. What did it land on? Or do you need to give it another big old push?
You think I should? Is that risky, though?
Well, we had to loosen the wheel up.
All right. Well, it actually landed on the new segment we're going to debut at some point. I found the open for it, and here it is.
Let me tell you something.
That's it. We're going to have a new segment. Undetermined time and day, but it will be called...
Let me tell you something.
We, of course, have an old segment called...
Look, here's the deal.
But the new segment will be...
Let me tell you something.
Actually, I think Corby had a look, here's the deal, which was a little more assertive.
Look, here's the deal.
Just sort of, you have an HSO incoming.
Hey, so,
That one's not as hot.
Hey, so,
Yeah. That's yeah. Kind of a waffling, you know, if you're not sure, right?
But all new for 2020 will be Let Me Tell You Something at some point. Let's do one of the other topics. Let's spin the wheel.
All right.
Ah, the McConaughey wheel has landed on number one, which would be Jake Reads an Email. Okay, so we have a new toy we were playing with at the beginning of the show. And we want to play with it again here. So what this is, that's after the show. What we want to do is we originally intended, because we have so much McConaughey content, like I've got his interview with Dr. Fauci from like a month ago. We still haven't got to. We've got him reading children's stories. We just have so much McConaughey. That we thought we needed to determine what we would play you next would be we would spin a McConaughey wheel. Well, we're just running out of time every day. We just so much sports, you know, you got the NHL finals, the NBA finals, we got baseball playoffs, so much football. We're just not even able to fit in any McConaughey. So we said, let's use the McConaughey wheel just to help determine other subjects, though. So we have a McConaughey wheel, and we have a couple of topics. One has to do with Jake looking like E.T. One is Chappie picking his lock of the week. One is E-Break Audio featuring somebody on the show. And one is going to be ratings talk. So spin the McConaughey wheel, Mino, and let's see.
All right.
Ooh, I don't like that one. Spin it again.
All right.
Okay. It landed on number four, which is ratings talk. I just wanted to bring this to your attention, that the NFL, according to Sports Media Watch, across the board this year is down about 5%, their ratings. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you may have heard that, you know, there's different reports on different things, but I think once they add in the streaming and all that kind of stuff, they've determined that it is down a little bit, 5%. Viewership from... last year's game one of the NBA Finals and this year's game one of the NBA Finals. Viewership is down 45%. The Stanley Cup Final, overall, down 61%, a 13-year low. The U.S. Open, down 56%, an all-time low. The Kentucky Derby was down 43%. And the Indy 500 was down 32%. So, I think the NFL being down only 5% kind of puts that into perspective a little bit, right? Because, like, everything's down, and an initial thought is, they're being so woke. That's turning me off. That's turning people off. Well, then how would you explain the Stanley Cup final? We're not inundated with wokeness on that. How would you explain that for golf or the Kentucky Derby or the Indy 500? And the NFL.
Kneeling horses.
Yeah, the NFL, besides the first week, I really haven't noticed any anthem stuff at all. They kind of were on it hard the first week. I thought all the broadcasts were giving us updates. I know Al Michaels really loves to give us updates on, oh, this team, Houston stayed in the locker room, and this team had one guy kneeling, or this team at, you know, Dontari Poe was the first Cowboy to kneel. But since that, I don't feel like this has been a big part of my viewing enjoyment. And I was even thinking last night, because I know it was a crap game, but, you know, you bet on it, and I just like football. So I just found myself, all of a sudden, I'm really kind of locked into this stupid game that I shouldn't otherwise care about. I don't really have any thought of the no fans there at all. It's not so obvious and prevalent as it is like in baseball. So,
and I don't really have much of a theory for you other than just people are just kind of overwhelmed with life. Maybe. And you just don't have time for sports.
In election year, does it generally go down? I don't know.
So. Yeah, I think so. But
these are some pretty massive down numbers.
And
you have
sport.
LeBron in the finals, so you would think that would be something to draw eyeballs. But, like, if it was Lakers-Celtics, would that have helped it? Probably.
Maybe, but...
But Celtics don't have a brand name national superstar that your wife would know type thing.
Yeah, so I guess the best answer I have is people are just overwhelmed.
But if you're ready to bag on the NFL, I would think these other numbers would have you say they are still the king far and away, that people just like football, and put me in that group.
I wonder, and I don't need to spend too much time on this, but I'd be interested in a couple weeks how college is doing.
I do have this note for college by region.
Okay. It's just been so disjointed, and I mean, I only just last week really watched any college football, really.
And I think this is like week three last year versus this year. And it's by region. The Northeast down 6%. The East Central down 36%. The West Central down 22%. Pacific down 29%. The Southeast up 8%.
And that's the one that matters.
The Southwest up 28%.
Huh. That's interesting.
Okay, that's just total... Oh, wait, that is last Saturday. Okay, because I'm looking at another one, which will illustrate that everybody is down.
Yeah, I just want to see when the full season...
Oh, I guess the week before, everybody was down.
Okay, but like when Pac-10 is back... And
so last week, everything, at least a couple of regions pumped up. But,
okay.
But college football is also down just overall, I guess. All right, let's spin that McConaughey wheel. What's that? All right. Ah, Chappie. Let's welcome on Chappie. He's our Vegas insider. He lived in Vegas. He moved to Vegas just to bet on football games. He joined us last year on our picking, and he beat us all. Bob, Jake, you know, George, Donovan, Corby, and of course me. Everybody beat me. But, you know, just to prove his mettle, he went up against all of us. He picks the same games we do, and he destroyed us. Now he's had a tough couple of first weeks of this season, but let's check in right now with Jake's dad, Chappie Kemp.
Hey, Pops.
Hey, son. Hey, Dan. Good afternoon to you.
Where are you today?
Well, I'm in Jackson Hole. Hit the road Wednesday and drove to Denver, and then finished up yesterday. So I'm out here in the parking lot, sipping on beer and whiskey.
Did you get you
building this call?
Any edibles when you had made that stop in Colorado or no?
I already had a whole back end of it. I didn't need any, but I guess I could have. I passed several of them as you go on by, you know. But you know, living out there in the desert for 8 years, it got pretty common. You just drive by them. There's no. Hey, you know, you're talking about that grown man football league is what you're talking about, and There's a song back in the 70s with Jim Croce. You don't mess around with Jim. You don't pull on Superman's cane. You know,
cane.
They're going to get the – they're going to – the cape. So they're going to get the highest revenue, the highest dollar, the higher viewership of all combined. And if everybody has to make a choice of all the different sports, they're all going and diminishing away, in my opinion anyway.
Yeah.
Except for the grown man football. It's been that way since I watched my first Cowboy game in 1965 against Green Bay. I was a young lad of 7.
Did you grow up here?
I did. Yep. Been gone from the Metroplex for 20 years between Houston and Vegas. But now I'm back, and both the boys are around there, and obviously my grandbaby, so couldn't be happier.
How was your trip out there? You've detailed in the past, for those who don't know, you have like a routine. You actually will stop at a truck stop and work out for a half hour, right?
Yeah. Well, actually, it's an hour.
Your hour.
Try to knock down. Yep. Try to walk 3 miles, and then try to, you know, I take my kettlebell, my Navy SEAL push-up that rotate when you do push-ups, and I got a couple of dumbbells. So I try to pack an hour in there, but Wednesday I got thrown way off of my game plan, so I didn't get to do it Wednesday.
What happened?
Well, I got a brand new truck, as you know, Jake, and I ran into a sign in between Wyoming and Colorado that said loose gravel. All right, most of us think loose gravel is just, you know, I was on a 55-mile-an-hour two-lane road, so loose gravel, watch it, don't get loose on an end. But their idea of loose gravel was, once I got into it, about another 4 or 5 miles where I couldn't go backwards or forwards, they're laying down fresh tar with the gravel. And now I've got a brand-new truck. I'm proud of it. And I immediately start hearing the chink, 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 and that's all of it starting to hit my rails of my truck and my fender wells and my back wells and the underneath carriage and everything. And I'm just fuming. So I get to the end. I catch the supervisor, and he says, yeah, you know, it's just a tough break. And I look out my truck, and it's just like there's chunks of tar the size of a dime all over it. Obviously, you got to be kidding me. So I went to and get some WD-40, which I don't know why that works, but, Jake, you know I'm not mechanical. But I go get a bunch of WD-40, and I just squirt it all over it. And the first town I get to, I think it's a good idea to go to the car wash. Maybe that'll rub some of it off. Well, I got a tonneau cover I'm not real familiar with. It wasn't secure, so when I went through the drive-through car wash, it completely soaked all my luggage, all my booze, everything. Just trashed. Everything I had was in the back, and it was all just soaking wet. Clothes, everything.
Pretty serious road fails here.
Yeah, I pulled me off the game plan a little bit.
Damn. Well, I hope that doesn't affect your ability to look at the spreads and do your system. I know you have systems and spreadsheets, and you don't just think about this like the segment before you come on the air.
Like us.
Yeah, like we do. You actually put some time into it. So are you prepared?
I am. I will say, first of all, that Bob and George and their triple play, they're 3-0 according to the website on Pick with Friends.
Mm-hmm.
So they've certainly got some shake and bake going on. Then you're 2-1, and there's other guys that are 2-1. But I told you it's going to be a long season. I did win last week. I took the Bucks laying the 6. They beat the Broncos 28-10. So on my triple play, I'm 1-2. I was certainly.
Okay. No, I just didn't want you to give your triple play yet.
Yeah, because I certainly plan on squaring that up this week to 2-2. I did the exact same thing in 19, if you'll recall.
Yes, I do.
You had
a rough start. You're a slow starter.
I do a little bit of – pardon?
You're a slow starter.
I am a slow starter. You know what? I was a slow starter in college. It took me 9 years to get out.
Late bloomer.
I got out and, you know, kind of memorized all the pages and everything, I did pretty good.
Dad, I tripled the Jets last night.
Yes, I saw that. And
I'm 0-4 on triples right now.
Well, it's kind of hard to score when you're doing that, son. But I will say to your point, Dan, There's 13 of us over here in about a 6,500 square foot home right on the Teton Mountains we rented, and everybody was in that room watching the Jets in Denver. And we all had money on it, and of course I had this bet on it, and you know, it was a game that if you had something on it, it was pretty doggone interesting.
Oh yeah, yeah. Your fate was in Sam Darnold's hands, and he dropped it. Did you have the Jets too?
I did, and you know, at first when Darnold went out and Flacco rolled in there, I hadn't seen his smug in a couple of years. I thought, hey, man, this might be an upgrade.
I thought the same thing.
Yeah,
I know. And so then he trotted off, and you know, I'm seeing Ghost trotted back onto the field, and then, you know, I didn't think I was going to lose a game where the opposing quarterback threw three picks, one for six. I mean, that's not normal that that team wins in those kind of turnover ratios. It's just not.
All right, we're running short on time, so let's. Here is how we are going to introduce you for your lock of the week. Let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is.
You better lock it up.
No, you lock it up.
You lock it up.
Lock of the week.
Because we have to have more bells and whistles than anyone.
All right, Pops, the floor is yours.
All right. This is it. 22 seconds or less. All right, this is it. We're going to go 2-2. I'm 1-2 right now. I'm going to bring it up to 50-50. And it is going to be going out west, going out where the movie stars are at, down there where the whole state's going to crumble into the ocean. I'm going to take the Rams. I'm going to lay the 12.5, and I'm going to have those Giants come rolling in there. By the way, they're one of the three worst teams in Grown Man Football League. Their defense looks like cardboard box men out there. There's no Barkley. There's nobody. And I'll say this to tie it off. The Rams got screwed last weekend against the Bills. They should be 3-0 on that PI call. And I'll tell you this, they look like they did in 18, not 19. The Rams look like they did in 18. And when Goff has his feet set and on the ground, he's highly deadly. So I'm going to take the Rams. I'm going to lay the 12.5.
That's a lot of points. You're going to go up against the Jason Garrett offense like that and think they can't cover that?
That red-headed wonder couldn't fight his way out of a wet paper bag. I can't doggone to you.
All right, Dad. I'll talk to you later on. Enjoy your day. Thanks for making time today.
Well, I appreciate it, son and Dan, and I'm just honored to be here. Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, bye.
Rams -12.5 for the lock of the week. It's 249. This is the ticket.